Rory Murphy, the developer of Silver Star, and Jana Potter, a realtor and developer of the Silver Queen Hotel, have joined forces and have submitted a conditional use permit to the Park City Planning Department for the Rio Grande Park City development. The property is located on the southwest corner of Park Avenue and 9th Street.
The building that sits there was part of what was once a very charming sort of Victorian-era passenger station that was demolished, and what was left was the sort of nondescript shed that was on the back, and then about half of that was either torn down or burned down or fell down at some point as well. And so we've got these great pictures from about the turn of the century showing a much larger building and much more attractive building than what you see currently on the site.
The building has been a craft and fabric store, the former offices for architect Ted Warr, and most recently Zions Bank. Murphy says he submitted an application late last month for this historic commercial site.
We're going to completely refurbish the historic building, fix it up, bring it to code, and really kind of do to that building what we did up at Silver Star, and try to do as much positive good things to the building as we can, and then as well we're intending to do a three-story building. The zone allows for three stories. The first floor would be primarily commercial of some kind, probably retail. The second two floors would be condominium.
The application calls for 10 condominiums ranging between 700 and 2,500 square feet, as well as five retail spaces, about 1,000 square feet each, fronting Park Avenue. He says the plan is to sell all of the commercial and residential units.
Given where it sits adjacent to Main Street and adjacent to the town lift, it just has enormous appeal, just because you have all of the attraction of the resorts, and then you have, of course, Park City's main attraction on Main Street.
To make it fit, he says the remaining structure on the site will have to be moved.
We'll turn the Rio Grande building, essentially that will be our sales office initially, and then when we're through sales, I envision a cafe-ish type of use there.
That's developer Rory Murphy. He says all of the parking required for the project will be in a two-story underground parking structure. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.